This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, X-1, fire.
This is Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA. It's local talk, local issues, local radio at its very best. Here's your host, my daddy, Coy Barefoot.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's about 10 minutes after 5 p.m. here in Central Virginia on this Wednesday afternoon. It's 77 degrees. A little rain tonight, but going to be absolutely gorgeous tomorrow, up around 90. Hot and warm and beautiful. And if you're like me, you're certainly ready for weather like that. Tomorrow on the program, we'll talk with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. We'll talk a little space news with Ed Murphy, astronomer from the University of Virginia. Reporter and well-known author Evan Thomas will join us live from Washington. We'll talk about his latest book. And Hoss Spencer will be in, of course, on Friday. Coming up at 5:36 today, we'll talk live in studio with Discovery Channel's Kevin Eds. He is at work on a documentary about the history of UVA football, and he is the author of a recent article for thesaber.com about the history of UVA football fields. Where did they play? And I'll give you a little preview. They moved around quite a bit since the 1870s, so we will look forward to talking to Kevin about that. That coming up at 5:36. Christine Richard is with us. She is a reporter with Bloomberg News. Her work has appeared, been recognized by the New York Press Club and the Newswoman's Club of New York, and she has covered financial markets for 17 years from Washington, Hong Kong, Singapore, and New York. Christine Richard's latest book is Confidence Game, How a Hedge Fund Manager Called Wall Street's Bluff, the True Story of Bill Ackman, the Bond Insurers, and the Most Contentious Battle of the Credit Crisis. Christine, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to it. So who is Bill Ackman?
Well, he's a well-known activist investor, a hedge fund manager, who now runs a hedge fund called Pershing Square and takes positions in companies like Kraft and McDonald's and recently a mall company called General Growth, and generally agitates to get management to do things to cause the stock price to go up. But this book looks at something, a period earlier in his career when he founded a hedge fund called Gotham Partners and decided to take a short position in a company that was very well known on Wall Street, not so well known outside of Wall Street, but a company that insured bonds called MBIA, and it had a AAA credit rating, insured hundreds of billions of dollars of bonds, and he decided he was going to get the markets to recognize that this company was actually much riskier than the rating agencies were giving it credit for.
We're talking with Christine Richard of Bloomberg News. Her new book is Confidence Game, and we'll be giving away a free copy here at the end of the interview. So Bill Ackman, he had a vested interest in MBIA losing money, right?
Right. As a short seller, he was betting that their stock price would go down. And in particular, he was using credit default swaps, which are a kind of derivative contract, which are, they're really quite simple. I mean, they are like buying a life insurance policy on a company. So he was betting that this company was more likely to go bankrupt than the markets were expecting. I mean, it had a AAA credit rating, so everyone believed that the chances of it filing for bankruptcy were just about non-existent. In fact, the company itself was insuring everyone else against bankruptcy. So it was a very contrarian bet to make, especially this many years before the credit crisis.
Yeah, this is years ago. So Wall Street just must have thought this guy was crazy.
Right. For years, he has a reputation of being crazy, of being obsessed with this company. And after he raises some issues about the company, he puts them in this research report, which he releases to the public. And he says, in so many words, I don't think this company should have a AAA rating, and in fact, it's going to spiral down and file for bankruptcy. And almost immediately, he finds himself under investigation by the SEC and by then New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer. So they're claiming, or what the company claimed and regulators followed up on was this idea that he was actually trying to destabilize confidence in them, create the crisis, sort of create his own crisis for the company so that people would lose confidence and this would help to drive them out of business.
Yeah, and then he would make money because he bought short on them. So then he has a vested interest in them doing poorly. And yet it turns out he was the kid saying the emperor has no clothes.
Right. That's exactly, I think, how he felt over the years. I mean, eventually he does get the SEC and Spitzer's office. He turns the tables and says, look, I'm not the person you want to be investigating. You want to look at these companies. And in particular, what catches his eye about them is they say they are zero-loss underwriters. You know, they're so good at analyzing the credit market and understanding risk that they can take on obligations that are 100 times their capital, because really all these bonds they're insuring have just such a minimal chance of default that it would take an Armageddon-type situation before they would have to pay a claim.
And that's what you often hear from Wall Street is, oh, we're just so smart. Of course we can do stupid things because you don't understand what we're doing because we're so incredibly smart.
Right, and this was the argument that gets everybody on Wall Street in trouble, which makes this company so interesting to look at, and Bill Ackman's battle with them so interesting, because if you look at what AIG did, in the end it was brought down by the same thinking, which is that we can go out and basically promise to guarantee these $500 billion worth of credit collateralized debt obligations, these complex securities that were ultimately just backed by lots and lots of subprime mortgages and home equity loans. But AIG said, look, these things are so safe, they're beyond AAA rated. It's kind of free money that we're taking in here to ensure this, and we don't really need to set aside hardly any capital. And it turned out that this idea of zero loss underwriting was just fatal for Wall Street.
We're talking with Christine Richard. She's a reporter with Bloomberg News. Her new book is Confidence Game, How a Hedge Fund Manager Called Wall Street's Bluff. We'll be giving away a free copy here in just a few minutes. So what eventually happened to Bill Ackman? Did he make a small fortune on his bet that this company would crash?
He does. He makes for the fund after about 6 years. Finally, the credit crisis takes them down. The bond insurers all lose their AAA ratings and spiral downward, and they become junk rated companies. And this is very early in the credit crisis. You know, it begins a year before we see Lehman file for bankruptcy and AIG have to turn to the government. He, in the end, as this insurance he's purchased on these companies becomes more valuable, he makes over $1 billion for the fund.
Wow. Gosh. So what happened to him? Where is he now?
Well, now he's back to mainly investing in, taking long positions in companies and betting that their stock price will go up.
What's we're talking about Christine Richard of Bloomberg News. What's the current feel on Wall Street right now regarding proposed new financial regulations?
Well, interesting. One of the issues that's come up on Wall Street and in Europe is this question about short selling and about using credit default swaps to wager against companies or even whole governments, right? And will they wind up paying their debts? And there's been a lot of certainly there still is a lot of resentment about short selling, and I think I was looking the other day at the SEC's website to look what is it that investors complain about, and one of the top complaints, particularly in 2008 when everything was falling apart, the number one investor complaint is about short sellers. And I think way down on the list was companies not disclosing enough to investors. So it's, you know, it's still a very contentious issue about whether people should be able to, you know, to take these huge bets against companies.
Christine Richards is a reporter with Bloomberg News. The new book is Confidence Game, How a Hedge Fund Manager Called Wall Street's Bluff. Christine, what do you think it is that most people, you know, out here in America that we don't get about Wall Street and that we don't understand about the way Wall Street works that perhaps we should understand?
Well, I think one of the things that's becoming clearer to people, you know, just in the last few months, there was quite a debate about Goldman Sachs and its creation of these CDOs. The one was called Abacus, which the SEC is looking into. And I think one of the things that people were sort of shocked by was this idea that, you know, Wall Street was setting up scenarios, putting together these securities so people could bet against the housing market. And people like Bill Ackman can bet against companies that are important to the financial system. And I would imagine, you know, most investors on Main Street, they can't do this. They can't short the housing market or buy life insurance policies on companies. So I think maybe it's just something to be aware of that, you know, in good or bad markets, people inside Wall Street can make money, and the small investor is always kind of on the side of things going well.
Excellent point. Christine Richard, she's with Bloomberg News. The new book is Confidence Game, How a Hedge Fund Manager Called Wall Street's Bluff. Christine, thanks so much. It's a terrific book.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.